McDonald's has lost ground on value, but it plans to change that. Roark Capital officially owns Subway, and Burger King is doing more remodels. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally. McDonald's is shifting its focus to value. The company said same-store sales rose 2.5% in the first quarter. That's a slowdown from late last year. Those sales come from higher prices rather than traffic. It also contrasted with results from Burger King and Domino's, both of which said their value offers were working. McDonald's appears intent on changing that, saying that it plans to develop a national value offer. The company does have value, but mostly that's been digital or local offers, and its national value platform has lost relevance. Executives also said that franchisee profitability is strong enough for the company to make a bigger value push.
Subway's sale to Roark Capital is finally complete. The sandwich giant said on Tuesday that it has completed its sale to the private equity firm for a reported $9.6 billion. The deal had been held up due to an investigation by federal regulators concerned about the amount of the industry that Roark will control after the deal is done. It ends an 18-month sale saga that saw repeated delays before the Roark agreement was announced late last year, followed by the regulatory holdup. But it now gives Roark one of the 10 largest restaurant chains in the U.S.
Burger King is spending big on remodels. The fast food burger chain announced another $300 million investment in remodels. That, along with a previous $250 million investment in store remodels announced last year, and remodels that will be part of the brand's acquisition of big franchisee Carrols Restaurant Group, will bring the percentage of store remodels to as much as 90% of the system by the end of 2028. Burger King parent Restaurant Brands International has invested more than $2 billion in Burger King between various initiatives, along with the $1 billion Carrols deal expected to be completed next month.
A focus on value and operations is paying off for Chili's. The chain's three-for-me meal deal, starting at $10.99, has continued to help drive price-conscious guests into its restaurants, and they're having a better experience when they do come in, executives said Tuesday. Chili's has worked to simplify its operations and make things easier for staff, which has translated to lower employee turnover and higher guest satisfaction scores. The formula appears to be working. In the quarter ended March 27th, Chili's same-store sales rose 3.5%, and both sales and traffic outpaced the industry.
Just Salad is moving into the drive-thru game. The 81-unit chain is planning to open its first drive-thru location in Livingston, New Jersey in August. The 1,900-square-foot unit will also offer dine-in ordering and seating, but the idea is that its guests can order fresh salads to go without having to leave their cars. In the salad world, drive-thru is increasingly becoming a thing, with concepts like Salad & Go, Sweetgreen, and the new Green Lane expanding with drive-thru locations. It comes as Just Salad is ramping up growth, with 19 to 22 units expected to open this year and 25 to 30 in 2025.
Marco's Pizza is reselling 9 stores to a longtime Buffalo Wild Wings franchisee, who also intends to open 15 new locations of the quick service pizza chain. Gruby Inc. will purchase 9 stores in Northwest Ohio and said it will open its new stores there and in Northeast Indiana. Gruby's portfolio also includes 67 Buffalo Wild Wings in 8 states and one Rusty Taco restaurant in Ohio. Marco's currently has about 1,200 locations in 34 states.
If you've ever wanted, Joe, to stake money on your skee-ball prowess, Dave & Buster's has got you covered. The entertainment chain said it will soon allow customers to wager $5 via its app on its Hot Shots basketball and skee-ball games. The technology is made possible via a partnership with gamification software company Lucra. To compete, players must be members of Dave & Buster's loyalty platform.
Wow. What a world. And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.